Agenda item number nine, discussion and possible action on resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Refunding Bonds, New Series, and Revolving Other Matters Relating Thereto by John Halls.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members, excuse me, of the board, this is a not a potential action item. I may have mentioned to you in prior meetings that we had this one bond, this bond issuance. This is a 2006 bond issuance we have in the water supply system that is callable in February 2015, which basically means it's eligible to be refinanced if interest rates are favorable enough. And we believe that they are favorable enough to refinance this bond issuance. By the way, this bond issuance is approximately $17 million, again, issued back in 2006. It was to pay for improvements at the East Williamson County water treatment plant. And that's what it was used for. The proceeds have all been used, and it was for that purpose. But we now have an opportunity to refinance or refund those bonds and reissue new bonds at significantly better interest rate. In fact, the average interest rate on the current bonds is a little over about 4.5%, and we anticipate that new bonds will be somewhere at least a percentage point less than that. Probably 3 to 3.5% will probably be the new bonds based on market conditions at this point. And you may have noticed in your material, depending on how it's structured, and we're still working with our financial advisor to figure out the best way to structure the bonds, but we would anticipate on average saving a little over $100,000 a year in interest cost through this refunding, which is there's 20 years left on this, so it'd be about over $2 million of total interest savings over the life of the bonds to refund them. So that's what the recommendation is, to get your approval to do so. And unfortunately, as
some of the bonds will mature while this resolution is being read.
Yes. Unfortunately, this is a somewhat lengthy resolution, as you all may remember, in bond resolutions. But I'd be happy to answer any questions about this. Otherwise, I will begin the...
How much does it cost to go through the refunding process?
Very good question. There is some cost of issuance. Probably about $150,000 to $200,000 is the cost of issuance, and that's for the work of the bond council, the financial advisors, the underwriters, stuff. We're looking at, there's two ways to refund this, either through a competitive bid or a negotiated bid. Right now, we believe the competitive bid will get us the best interest rate. We're currently working down that path, but that's basically the cost.
And how long would the payback period be?
Well, it'll pay back a
couple months.
It'll probably take, if you figure the cost of issuance, it actually probably takes a year or two to pay back the cost of issuance. You'll save $100,000 a year depending on how it's structured. So it'll take a couple of years to save it, but then you'll reap a lot more savings in the remainder.
John, what's our average term of, like, historically over the last 10 years of bond issues? How long generally do we stay in those bonds?
Most of them are issued for probably 25 or 30 years of the terms of the bonds. We have found, obviously, in this period of interest rates going down, that we've refunded. If you all remember, we actually paid off a lot of bonds with proceeds from the funds we had from the first PK divestiture. We paid off a lot of the bonds just with cash as opposed to refunding them. This one, it's more appropriate based on our cash structure to actually reissue new bonds.
But we don't stay in them the full term generally. I guess some of them.
We have in some cases, but yes, since I've been here, we basically have refunded because the market, the interest rates have gotten so low that it just didn't make sense to be paying 4 or 4.5% when you saw a minute ago we're getting less than 1% on our money. If you have excess funds, it's a liquidity issue, but we've had liquidity, so we've been able to pay them off. That's right. Okay. Whereas Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority or the issuer, was duly created and is lawfully operating under Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Code, as amended, in parentheses, the Act, pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the authority is authorized by the Act and the applicable laws of the state of Texas to exercise the powers therein granted in order to provide for the conservation and development of the surface waters of the Brazos River Basin for beneficial use, and whereas in order to facilitate the conservation and development of the surface waters of the Brazos River Authority, the authority has heretofore established the Brazos River Water Supply System, in parentheses, the system, comprised of various facilities of the authority. And whereas the authority heretofore pledged revenues derived from the system to the security and payment of its water supply system revenue bonds, Series 1991, in parentheses, Series 1991 bonds, and obligations on a parity therewith. And whereas in order to realize the present value debt service savings, the Board of the Authority, in parentheses, the Board, deems it appropriate to refund certain bonds of the Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Bonds, Series 2006, in parentheses, the refunded bonds. And whereas the Board has determined to issue the hereinafter authorized refunding bonds to be secured by and made payable from a subordinate lien on the net revenues of the system, and whereas the authority will no longer issue bonds payable from a lien on the net revenues of the authority's water supply system on a parity with the Series 1991 bonds or bonds heretofore issued in a parity therewith, and whereas the bonds hereinafter authorized are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Act in Chapter 1207, Texas Government Code as amended, and other applicable laws for the purposes herein provided. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority. Section 1, recitals, covenant agreements, and amount and purpose of the bonds. The Board of Authority hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full in this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the new Series 2015 Bond Covenants Agreement, in parentheses, the agreement, substantially in the form presented in this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as if set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in one or more series in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $17,500,000 for the purpose of providing funds to refund the refunded bonds. Section 2, designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Refunding Bonds, New Series 2015. Subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1207 Texas Government Code as amended, the general manager, CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered hereunder fully registered bonds without interest coupons numbered consecutively upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof, or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds, or any portion or portions, in parentheses, in each case, the registered owner, in the denomination of $5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, in parentheses, an authorized denomination. Maturing not later than February the 15th, 2035, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years, and in the principal amounts respectively, and dated, all as set forth in a pricing certificate of the authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1207, Texas Government Code as amended, the authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated as the officer or employee of the issuer authorized to act on behalf of the issuer in the selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in the resolution, including the use of a book entry-only system with respect to the bonds and the execution of an appropriate letter of representations if deemed appropriate, the determining and fixing of the date of the bonds, any additional or different designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which bonds will be sold, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds and the amount of each maturity of principal thereof, the due date of each of such maturity, in parentheses, not exceeding 40 years from the day of the bonds, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the interest payment dates and periods, and the dates, price, and terms upon which and at the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to the due date or maturity at the option of the issuer, any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution, and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto. If it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer acting for on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold or negotiated a competitive sale at such price in the aggregate principal amount, not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, with such maturities of principal and with such interest rates and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters as shall be set forth in a certification by the authorized officer. The bond shall not be sold at less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof plus accrued interest thereon from the date to their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer shall determine if the provisions of Rule 15C-12 of the United States Securities and Exchange Commission related to continuing disclosure of information shall be required to be complied with, and if required, what disclosure will be required to be complied with by the issuer. D, negotiated sale. If the authorized officer determines that the bond should be sold by negotiated sale, the authorized officer should designate the senior managing underwriter for the bonds and such additional investment banking firms as deemed appropriate to ensure that the bonds are sold on the most advantageous terms to the issuer. The authorized officer acting for on behalf of the issuer is authorized to enter and carry out the terms of a bond purchase contract for the bonds to be sold by negotiated sale with the underwriters thereof at such price, with and subject to such terms as determined by the authorized officer, subject to the parameters set forth in this resolution. Any such bond purchase contract shall be substantially in a form and substance previously approved by the board in connection with the authorization of bonds by the issuer with such changes as are acceptable to the authorized officer. The authorized officer shall cause to be prepared an official statement in such manner as the authorized officer deems appropriate. E, competitive sale. If the authorized officer determines that the bond should be sold at a competitive sale, the authorized officer shall cause to be prepared a notice of sale and official statement in such manner as the authorized officer deems appropriate to make the notice of sale and official statement available to those institutions and firms wishing to submit a bid for the bonds, to receive such bids, and to award the sale of the bonds to the bidder submitting the best bid in accordance with the provisions of the notice of sale. F, parameters. In establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide for and accomplish, inter alia, I in parentheses, the refunding of the refunded bonds, 2I, producing a net present value debt service savings to the authority, and with respect to the refunded bonds, 3I, establish a reserve fund if appropriate, and IV, the payments of the cost of issuance of the bonds. G, refunding terms. It is hereby found and determined that the refunding of the refunded bonds, meeting the criteria set forth in paragraph F of this section, is advisable and necessary in order to restructure the debt service requirements and procedures of the authority, and that the debt service requirements of the bonds issued for refunding purposes will be less than those on the refunded bonds, resulting in a reduction in the amount of principal and interest which otherwise would be payable. The refunded bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the authority, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the refunded bonds being refunded to be called for by redemption on the respective date or dates consistent with the savings analysis set forth in paragraph F of this section, and the proper notices of such redemption to be given, and in each case at a redemption price of par plus accrued interest to the date fixed or redemption. The authorized officer is further authorized, if deemed appropriate or necessary, to enter into and execute on behalf of the authority an escrow or similar agreement with a paying agent for the refunded bonds, substantially in the form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of the resolution, with such changes thereto as shall be approved by the authorized officer. Similar agreement will provide for the payment in full of the refunded bonds being refunded. In addition, the authorized officer is authorized to purchase such securities with proceeds of the bonds, to execute such subscriptions for the purchase of the United States Treasury securities, state and local government series, and to transfer and deposit such cash from available funds as may be necessary for the fund described in such escrow or similar agreement. Section 3, immediate effect. This resolution shall become effective immediately from and after its adoption.
Thank you. You've heard a reading. Is there a motion to adopt? Gene, second. Second, Leroy. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bashirs?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.